Did you know that for a Boeing weighing more than 400 tons to soar across thousands of miles of ocean, it has to carry a furnace powerful enough to melt almost anything, yet still operate flawlessly without deforming? And that furnace is the jet engine. To make this paradox possible, the manufacturing process becomes an extraordinary journey of micrometer-level precision, where tens of thousands of highly sophisticated components are produced separately and then assembled into one perfectly integrated machine. Today, join the Factorin as we go behind the scenes of the world's leading factories to decode the entire process of manufacturing an aircraft engine. The global aircraft engine market is now worth nearly $160 billion per year, comparable to the size of the economy of a European country like Hungary. And yet, this entire industry exists for one purpose: keeping millions of people safe at tens of thousands of feet above the ground. A modern turbofan can contain more than 30,000 different components operating simultaneously inside one of the harshest environments ever created by humans, filled with extreme vibration, pressure, and heat. At high power, the suction force at the front of the engine can become so strong that throughout aviation history, there have been multiple accidents involving people or ground equipment being pulled into a turbofan. Even though a single engine can take months to manufacture, massive factories still produce nearly 3,000 new engines every year to meet global aviation demand. With prices that can exceed $30 million, many modern turbofans are worth as much as luxury mansions in Beverly Hills. And perhaps that is why the aviation industry is willing to invest billions of dollars every year into research and testing, because even the smallest mistake at tens of thousands of feet can turn into a catastrophe. The real power of a turbofan engine begins inside the combustion chamber. Here, air compressed to enormous pressure by the compressor mixes with jet fuel and ignites, creating a stream of superheated gas that can exceed 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit. And in some of the harshest sections, temperatures can approach 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. That violent heat rushes directly into the turbine, forcing it to spin at extreme speed. The rotating shaft then transfers that power forward, driving the massive fan and generating the thrust that carries aircraft across oceans. But the truly astonishing part is this. Every component inside the engine must survive thousands of hours in an environment that is constantly trying to destroy it, from extreme heat and pressure to intense vibration and centrifugal force. That is why jet engines cannot rely on ordinary materials. They require titanium alloys, nickel superalloys, and heat-resistant composites, materials engineered specifically to survive inside one of the harshest machines ever built by humanity. To generate thrust exceeding 127,000 pounds in modern turbofan engines, the front fan blades must be both extremely lightweight and rigid enough to withstand thousands of revolutions per minute. That is why their manufacturing process begins with carbon fiber instead of traditional metal. Continuous carbon fiber rolls are fed into the production line, where thin material layers, nearly as thin as a playing card, are cut and arranged in the exact load-bearing direction. A single fan blade alone can contain more than 1,700 different carbon fiber layers within its structure. Carbon fibers are first woven into a three-dimensional composite structure to create a solid fan blade preform. The composite preform is then trimmed to a rough size before moving into the forming system. Here, robotic arms and shaping molds begin bending the entire structure into the aerodynamic profile of the fan blade. This curved and twisted shape determines how airflow is drawn into the engine at extremely high speed. Thanks to the composite structure, modern fan blades can be about 30% lighter than traditional metal designs while still maintaining extremely high strength. Once the required shape is achieved, the entire preform is placed into a closed mold for the RTM process. High-pressure resin is injected through each layer of carbon fiber, bonding the entire structure into a single unified piece. After that, the fan blade is transferred into a thermal oven or autoclave, where the resin fully cures and forms an extremely strong composite structure that remains light enough for next-generation jet engines. After coming out of the mold, the fan blade is still not complete. Multi-axis CNC machines continue machining the blade edges, blade root, and entire aerodynamic surface with extremely tight tolerances. The fan blade is then polished and surface finished to improve resistance to erosion, impact, and damage from high-speed foreign objects at the front of the engine, such as dust, rainwater, or birds, impacts that can generate enormous forces. A series of inspections then begins. The fan blade is ultrasound scanned, X-rayed, balance checked, and measured across its entire geometry before moving into ultra-high-speed impact tests, designed to simulate the harsh environment at the front of a jet engine. Some fan blades have operated for more than 28 million miles, equivalent to about 117 trips to the moon, before returning to the maintenance line. And to create a component capable of enduring that enormous distance, the manufacturing process for a single fan blade alone can take around 340 continuous hours before it qualifies for installation in a modern jet engine. After all quality inspections are completed, the fan blades begin to be installed into the fan disc, the central component that holds the entire front fan assembly of the engine. Each fan blade is precisely slid into pre-machined locking slots, where it must fit almost perfectly to withstand the enormous centrifugal forces generated when the engine operates at speeds that can exceed 3,000 revolutions per minute. Even the slightest variation in weight or positioning can create vibrations strong enough to affect the entire jet engine. For that reason, the assembly process is accompanied by multiple stages of dynamic balancing, force measurement, and alignment inspection before the entire fan assembly is fully secured. Once it begins rotating, this fan assembly will draw tons of air per second into the turbofan to generate the thrust that pushes an aircraft across oceans at speeds of hundreds of miles per hour. But the front fan blade is only the part of the turbofan system you can actually see. To turn that massive airflow into enough energy to push an aircraft weighing hundreds of tons through the sky, deep inside the engine, there is an even more extreme group of components, the turbine blades. Every turbine blade begins with a CAD design containing detailed calculations for temperature, aerodynamics, and mechanical strength. From this model, engineers develop the mold system and cluster layout for mass production. To create the hollow cooling passages inside the turbine blade, a mixture of ceramic and binder is injected into a mold to form ceramic cores. These cores are still extremely fragile, so they are fired in a high-temperature furnace until fully hardened. After firing, each ceramic core is cleaned of burrs and carefully inspected before being placed into the wax injection mold. Many ceramic cores are fixed inside the injection mold, then hot wax is injected to form a wax version of the turbine blade. After being removed from the mold, each part is immediately inspected with ultrasound and X-ray to confirm that the ceramic core is correctly positioned and has not cracked during the injection process. Qualified wax patterns are then attached into a large assembly called a cluster. The entire cluster is thoroughly cleaned before being dipped into ceramic slip, a liquid ceramic slurry. Ceramic sand is then applied to the surface to create the first shell layer. This dipping and coating process can be repeated more than 7 times until the ceramic shell becomes thick and strong enough to withstand molten metal at high temperatures. The cluster is then placed into an autoclave under high pressure to melt the wax inside without cracking the ceramic shell. Another firing process further hardens the shell while completely burning away any remaining wax residue. Before casting, the shell is checked for sealing integrity using a blue dye solution to detect any microscopic cracks. Next, the ceramic mold is preheated while the nickel superalloy is heated to a molten state. The molten metal is then poured into the shell. The cooling stage takes place extremely slowly and under precise control because this solidification process is what ultimately determines the turbine blade's future heat resistance and mechanical strength. Once the metal has fully solidified, the ceramic shell begins to crack due to thermal shrinkage. The clusters are then placed into a high vibration system to break away the outer ceramic shell and reveal the raw turbine blades. The ceramic cores, still deep inside, are subsequently dissolved in an alkaline soda bath, forming the internal cooling channels within the turbine blade. Each turbine blade then goes through a series of finishing processes, such as precision grinding, edge profiling, 3D measurement, stellite wear-resistant coating, and the drilling of microscopic cooling holes using EDM, an electrical discharge machining process that uses electrodes and water instead of conventional mechanical drill bits. Some secondary components are further joined through brazing before being sent into a heat treatment furnace and coated with a thermal barrier coating on the surface. Finally, every turbine blade must pass X-ray inspection, ultrasonic scanning, airflow testing, and dye penetrant testing to ensure it can withstand the thousands of degrees Fahrenheit hot gas flow inside a jet engine before being marked for engine assembly. Today, metal 3D printing is also beginning to be applied to next generation turbine components. Inside a sealed printing chamber, extremely fine superalloy powder is evenly spread across the build platform, after which a high power laser scans over the surface and precisely melts only the required material. Once a layer is completed, the build platform lowers by just a few microns, and the system continues spreading a new layer of powder on top. This process is repeated thousands of times to create extremely complex cooling structures that conventional manufacturing methods can barely achieve, while also reducing part count and optimizing internal turbine cooling performance. After finishing, the turbine blades are installed around the turbine disc to form a complete turbine stage. Even when produced from the same design, each blade still has tiny differences in weight and shape after casting, machining, and thermal coating. That is why each blade is numbered, so engineers know exactly which blade must be installed in which position on the rotor. It is like balancing a car wheel, but at a far more extreme level. When the turbine spins at more than 10,000 revolutions per minute, even a difference of a few grams can create enough vibration to damage the entire jet engine. After finishing, each turbine stage is installed in sequence onto the central shaft in the precisely calculated order. In a large turbofan engine, the turbine section can contain around 5 to 9 stages, with each stage carrying dozens to hundreds of turbine blades arranged around the turbine disc. Even the locking and concentricity checking process alone can take several hours before the turbine rotor is moved to the engine assembly stage. As the final turbine rotors move into the final assembly area, thousands of other turbofan components also begin converging on the same production line. Inside massive workshops, the compressor, turbine, combustion chamber, and engine casing are constantly moved by cranes to different assembly stations. Each module is fixed onto special support stands so technicians can precisely align every detail before locking it into place. The process usually begins with the engine casing, a massive metal shell built from multiple separate modules so technicians can open each section of the engine during assembly and maintenance. Once the central shaft and compressor stages are fixed in the correct position, the engine core begins to take shape inside the turbofan. In many modern jet engines, the airflow passing through the compressor can be compressed to more than 40 times the pressure of the outside air before entering the combustion chamber. Each compressor module, combustion chamber, and turbine is then moved into the engine casing by automated lifting systems and assembled in sequence along the same central shaft, which can stretch dozens of feet in length. Throughout this process, engineers continuously check concentricity, rotor clearance, and the free rotation of the entire engine core, because even a tiny misalignment can destabilize the entire jet system inside the turbofan. Once the engine core is completed, a series of support systems begins to be installed around the engine structure. This is the stage that allows the engine to operate reliably under real flight conditions, Fuel lines are connected to the combustion chamber to deliver aviation fuel into the burner system, while the oil system is responsible for lubricating all high-speed moving components inside the engine. Next come hundreds of electronic sensors that continuously monitor temperature, pressure, RPM, and engine performance in real time. All of this data is sent to the FADEC system, the electronic control unit, often considered the brain of a modern jet engine. Wire harnesses, oil lines, and sensors are secured using special vibration-resistant mounts because the engine operates under extreme vibration and heat. Technicians carefully inspect every connection to ensure there are no leaks or signal failures during flight. Once the engine core and basic support systems have been assembled, the white fan cowl and inlet nacelle at the front are installed onto the turbofan. On many large jet engines, the front inlet diameter alone can exceed 11 feet, allowing a massive amount of air to be drawn into the engine. The huge nacelle panels are moved into place by cranes and secured around the fan casing with heavy-duty locks and hinges. Many turbofan engines undergo a core engine test once the engine core has been fully assembled. During this process, the engine is secured inside a specialized test cell before power is gradually increased. Hundreds of sensors continuously monitor vibration, temperature, rotational speed, pressure, and fuel flow in real time to detect any sign of instability inside the turbofan. Only when the entire engine core remains stable under heavy load can the final assembly process continue.